All right, we teased this a little bit earlier. Kelly, you have been combing through some of the early markets in the NBA, and you've made a couple of bets here. Win totals dropped in a lot of places late Sunday into Monday. They're starting to now come out here in Vegas. Yep. Same deal with the awards markets. We've had Rookie of the Year up for a while, but now the rest have dropped, Kelly, and we can get into that right now because, the most improved player, I think, was the one that jumped out to me at seeing Victor Wembanyama co-favorites at 10-1, and we're naturally just thinking, okay, the value's got to be somewhere else. Like, you can't just give every award to Wembanyama when he was already so good as a rookie anyway.
Yeah, I guess we can bring in the whole you don't normally see it go to a second-year player either. I don't know how much that would have – I don't know how much of the traditional voting rules are going to apply to Victor Wembanyama going into this year, though. So that one is tough. It is tough because I don't know if we're going to give him defensive player of the year next year. Is it, you know, doesn't that – or let's put it this way. If he wins MVP, Ben, right? If he wins MVP, shouldn't he, like, logically win most improved player then as well? Even though they probably won't give him both, but, like, if you've improved that much, you probably should win most improved player. I'm with you, though. I feel like this is one of those markets that he will probably not be there in. I agree with what Zach said earlier. Jonathan Kuminga's got the most interesting odds in this market right now because you'll see the DraftKings. He's at 14-1. You will see him as the short shot in a lot of places. Obviously, he's expected to play a much bigger role with that Warriors team this year. Slide into that starting lineup and make a major impact. I'm not that big of a Kuminga guy, though. I can't get on board with that. And Mobley, I think, can, but, man, it feels like we're spending a lot of time kind of waiting for Evan Mobley now to flip this on over the past couple seasons. So I'm not really convinced with that. I think Scotty Barnes is interesting, too. He, as far as the top of the board, he was one of the first guys I was considering there. I just don't know how much he can really improve off of last season where he was, you know, did make an all-star team as well. Jalen Williams, kind of same thing. He was so awesome last year. How much more of a jump, especially with the additions to the roster, can we really expect him to make? I don't know. And I will say just before I get to the next name, because that is one that I did bet, Cade Cunningham. These are, like, last year, Ben, I went into this market waiting for this market to be released because I knew I was going to be betting Tyrese Maxey. I wanted to see what number he was going to be at, was going to be betting him regardless. Bet him. That was my one awards bet, I think, that got home. Like, this is NBA awards betting, win total betting, futures betting. Like, yes, they're getting posted now. If there is not something you love right now, though, you can wait. There are going to be plenty of opportunities in season where you're likely going to get better numbers on some of these guys. So I think if you're looking in some of these awards markets, you know, if there's a win total, like, for example, the Spurs for me, I was looking to bet over on the Spurs. 35.5 was a couple more wins I thought it was going to get posted at. It's a back away now for me, Ben. I'll look in season to probably play that and get involved with. But with some of these awards, I think if you're looking at them, I'm looking at more longer shots right now. Those, if you want to grab now, if you think there's a chance the number only gets shorter, then it's worth getting involved to me. Cade Cunningham, I did put a bet in at him. You could shop around. I got 22-1. Not one that I'm crazy in love with. I didn't, you know, hammer this like it did Maxey last year. But you're talking about, I think, a Pistons team that will be a little bit better next year. And Cunningham continues to improve. 22.7 points last year. He did play 62 games played. It could come into a factor here, I guess. But, you know, got up to 7.5 assists a game, over 4 rebounds a game, shooting the ball a little bit better from 3 as well. We'll see if the number of attempts increase with him. So I do like him there. And then the other bet that I'd made in this market, just because I feel like I have to at the number, Christian Brown, 40-1 for the Nuggets. Nice. Just because he's going to be in that Nuggets starting lineup now with KCP gone. And no, he didn't have an overly impressive year last year. But, man, with just the amount of opportunities he should get, I like him at that number.
Great stuff.